In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. I'm reading from the 13th chapter of Genesis. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He journeyed on by stages from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at first, and where Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not supply both of them living together, for their possessions were so great that they could not live together. And there was strife between the herders of Abram's flock and the herders of Lot's livestock. At that time, Canaan lies was living with the Perizzites, filled the land of Canaan. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herders and my herders, for we are kindred. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left." Lot looked up about him and saw that the plain of the Jordan was well watered, everywhere like a garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. This is a very interesting thing, because it says, "Let there be no strife between you and me. You take the left, I'll take the right land. You take the right land, I'll take the left." How many people, after Mama dies, brothers and sisters, fight because I want this and I want that? You see, Abram said, "Let there be no strife between you and me. Let there be no strife between us." But how many brothers and sisters do not talk anymore because the house was left to so-and-so? How many brothers and sisters do not know what forgiveness is all about? Oh, yes. And maybe I'm talking to one of you. You know, you need to call your brother or your sister. You need to be bigger than anything. You need to take the high road. You need to do what God wants you to do. Life is too short to not do what God wants us to do. It is not God's will that two brothers do not speak. It is not God's will that a sister and a brother does not speak. It is not God's will. You will gain nothing by this. So my experience to you is, call your brother, call your sister, tell them you love them.
Brothers and sisters, also all Christians of every denomination, you know, in the Bible it says on Pentecost, all the apostles were together in one accord. And that's how the Holy Spirit fell. You know, are we on one accord as Christians? because there's a lot more going against us than coming for us. Are we judging others? You know, it's interesting. These two people, they had so much abundance from God that, you know, they had to separate. There wasn't enough land. It's because they were stepping out in faith, like we're going to talk about tomorrow. You know, when we act in faith, when we act in the Lord, when we do what's right, God provides everything for us, materially and spiritually. Grace is, you know, unforgiveness is a sin. It's against God. And unforgiveness gives us over to the tormentors. So the Holy Spirit is talking through Father Tom. There is people on this broadcast listening that need to forgive, that need to come back together with their brothers, sisters, that you're letting the things of this world come between the things of eternity. It's so foolish, you know, your house, the money, it's all going. You know, even this world's going to go. But your deeds are forever. Your soul is forever. You know, we want to live with an eternal mindset today. God's asking, are you living in eternity today? Or are you living in the world? Because the love of the world has nothing to do with the love of the Father. They come against each other. You know, when you're taught by the world, you cannot be taught by God. When you love the world, you can't love God. So today, I promise you, I've loved both, and look it, I can promise you the love of God is way better. It's much greater. You know, as nice as that house could be, you could be living in a box if you have the love of God. And you can be living in total abundance and happiness. You know, you could be locked in a jail cell and be the freest person in the world. Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. And the truth of God breaks every lie of the world. So we just ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you get filled with that Holy Spirit. Because the graces of God are so much greater than the graces of the world. But we got to first come in line with his word. Because he wants to trust you with everything. He's just asking you today, are you trustworthy?
Let there be no strife between you and me. Abram was very bright. He was a man of faith. And he didn't want to fight with Lot. Lot was his relative. And he says, you take the right, I'll take the left. You take the left, I'll take the right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's like the apostles. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in languages that they didn't know. This is what happened at Pentecost. And then they were sent out. They weren't all sent out to the same place. St. Thomas, don't you call him the doubter, because he died a martyr. St. Thomas went to India. They all didn't go to India. God sent them all to different places to do what? To preach the gospel. I told you all roads lead to Rome. Caesar wanted that to be. And all those roads were used by the evangelists to preach the word of God. Caesar had no idea that these roads would be used by the Christians. He had no idea. Let me tell you this. God knows how to do it. What is it? I don't know in your life, but he knows how to do it in my life. In my life, he knows how to do it. And he knows how to do it very well. Because he's been doing this for ages. He's been doing this for ages. From the time of Abraham up until now. God knows how to do it. You say, but I'm so afraid. God knows how to make you unafraid. He knows how to give you peace. Oh, yes. He knows how to do these things. But you've got to submit to him. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You don't have any idea how God wants you to make something so great that only he could do it. That only he could do it. Again, this radio ministry is in a lot of places beyond Boston, beyond Massachusetts. This is God. He knows how to do it. Let me tell you what happened. When I was a seminarian and a deacon, I knew instinctively I would be on the radio. I knew instinctively that I would be on the radio. And you know what? After I was ordained in 1984, I had money from people because I sent out a letter that I was going on the radio, and I used that money to pay bills. But the Lord said, will you tithe that money? And I thought, if I don't tithe it, I'll be on 3 extra months. But I said, I'm tithing the money. I'm tithing the money. Why? Because God loves it when we are faithful. He says, trust me, and I will open the windows of heaven, not only with money, but with honor. God wants you to know that he wants people to honor you, not to use you, but to honor you. I tell you, I have Pat and Homer, and they honor me. They honor me, and I honor them too. I couldn't live without them. But you know what? God knows how to do it. And I don't care what the it is. You might say, but I'm so sick, and I don't know how to get well. Maybe you're in the clutches of sickness, but Jesus is health. Jesus is health. He wants you to know that he does not want you sick. By his stripes, you were healed. By his stripes, we were healed. It doesn't say we are healed. It says we were healed. Where? On the cross of Calvary, when he shed his blood for us, when he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men, women, to myself. Do you know that on that Good Friday that he drew you into his heart? When I am lifted up, I will draw all men into myself. Do you know that today? You say, I don't feel it. I don't care what you're feeling. I'm not feeling very much either. But I'm telling you the truth. You see, I don't have any feeling right now. I don't feel the anointing, but I know it's there. I know it's there. Some people have said, Father Tom, you do the best work when you're down. It's not good to be down, I tell you. He doesn't want me down. He wants me upright in the name of Jesus.
When we are weak, he is strong through us. Yeah. All roads do lead to Rome. God does. He's been doing it for 1,000 years. Like Father Tom said, he knew he was going to be on the radio as a deacon. As he was telling that, God just reminded me, you know, as a child, my first love, fortunately, wasn't God, it was sports. But I remember being 9 years old, a kid sneaking into my parents' room at night and calling the radio station, WEEI. They would tell me, you know, we don't let, how old are you? You know, you're not 18. We can't let you on. But then the radio host, you know, Ted Nation, whatever it was, they'd go on the radio and tell me, little man from Salem, call back. We want to hear. And, you know, I'd call back and they let me on for 20, 30 minutes. They don't let anyone go that long. They don't let any kids go that long. You know, I've forgotten about that until now. But God knows. You know, God's ways are just so funny. And then, you know, 20 years later, after, you know, disappointing God time and time and again, drifting away from God, sinning against God, you know, he drew me back to him. And then he put me in a spot to be talking to you through the radio. You know, sometimes God has a good sense of humor. Everything good comes from God. So humor, love, it's all from God, and He's so good. So there's moments in your life that He's marked, that He'll glorify later as you come to Him. You know, I don't have any gifts except faith. I just trust in God because, you know, through Father Tom, I came to God. I had the grace to come to God in a very powerful way. And I just understand God can do everything. You know, like Father Tom said, they were all in one accord. And the apostles started praying in tongues. That's what I experienced when I walked into the school of the Holy Spirit. You know, people, it's a Catholic event, but people of every denomination are there. They have evangelical speakers there. People are running around. Well, I walked in, I saw everyone running around, banging a tambourine like they were blitzed out of their mind in the Holy Spirit. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that this was for me. I wasn't scared of the power of God because I experienced Christ in religion and in the church, but I had yet to experience the power. And once you experience the power of the Lord, that's it. You realize there's nothing else in this world worth seeking. And as you seek the kingdom first, everything else will be added to you. You know, as we seek the kingdom with all our hearts, we don't need to worry about anything else because God will provide it all for you. You know, He doesn't even need you to worry about your material needs. He just needs you to look up to heaven and He'll give you everything. Because what pleases Him is faith and trust and love and just faith. And once you please God and you're in His favor, He doesn't need, you know, God, He punishes those who He loves. The better word is He...
Disciplines.
He disciplines. Because there's no love without justice. You know, God's not going to let you live in sin and just give you everything you want because it's bad for your eternity. But once, you know, we all are sinners falling short of the glory of the God. And it's a lifelong practice and it's life to be refined and we'll never get there. But as we start to trust and surrender our lives and give everything over to God, He needs to discipline us less and less and can give us more and more. He wants to give you everything. I just want to thank Jesus for everything He's doing in your life today, everything He's done for all of us. You know, we know He went on the cross. We know everything He did. But He's the living God. He's alive in the Eucharist. He's alive in the Word. He's alive in your life. You know, He sent down the Holy Spirit who's inside you. Jesus is with you. The Father is looking down on you. You have angels surrounding you. You have the saints interceding for you. If you knew how much you had for you, you wouldn't worry about anything. You would just ride the wind of the Holy Spirit. Let the breath of God breathe on you every day. And you just have total faith to know that if God is with me, who can be against me? You know, no one can curse what the devil cannot curse what God has blessed. And you all have been blessed. And if you haven't yet, just say, Jesus, come into my heart, be the Lord and Savior of my life. And you can have all that fighting for you. Because all God wants to give you is everything. But will you give Him everything today?
Church, listen to me. You shall receive power.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That was the promise of Jesus, who was just about to ascend into heaven. But you know what? Most places don't know the power. I don't understand it. But I know the power of God, and it's a grace. And I know there's much more that He wants to give me that He hasn't given me yet. Oh, yes, I have not raised the dead yet, you see. But I do know that there's much more that He wants to give me. Do you know that today, that there's much more that He wants to give you? Oh, yes, you shall receive power, church, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We know that to be true. We know that to be real. We know that. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 25th and July 31st. School of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza in Woburn. Oh yes, I want to invite you. I want you to know that you're welcome to come between July 25th and the 31st. And if you can't make it all, you can come for a few days. Oh yes. And you know what we experience? The power of God. See, it's not just talking about it. It's experiencing it. Last year, the School of the Holy Spirit, the last day, this young man came to us. His father and mother were atheists. He gave his life to Jesus. Oh, yeah, it was the last day he traveled to New York. He didn't know that he was going to give his life to Jesus. But, you know, power came upon him. The power of the Holy Spirit. Power. I want you to know that the School of the Holy Spirit means that we're going to learn. You go to a school to learn how to use the power of God, how to use the love of God. Oh, yes. First of all, God wants to love you. He wants to love you and love you more than you've ever been loved. One lady said to me, I've been praying all these years to feel the presence of God, and I never do. Maybe she is trying too hard. When people come to me and they want to feel, experience the blessing of God, I said, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. What is it? I don't want you to try. We want you just to receive. Oh, yes. We've learned that we've got to try in every respect. And yet in God's kingdom, it's receiving. Amen. Rather than trying. Some people try so hard that they try themselves out of the presence of God. I need to feel you, God. I've been doing this for years. No. I just come as I am. I love that song. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. How do I come? Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. That's it. July 25th to the 31st at the Crown Plaza in Woburn, the School of the Holy Spirit. Speak about the School of the Holy Spirit.
You guys want to be there. It is totally life-changing. So it begins at 8 in the morning, too. So you get there whenever. But the School of the Holy Spirit is a touch of heaven. It's a raindrop of heaven. You know, when we give the Holy Spirit free room to move and don't try to control him, he comes down in his power. I immediately, when I walked in there, Maria started getting words of knowledge. Father Tom, you know, necks, backs are being healed. I see people have been healed there. If you have an ailment and you want to be healed, you can get healed. But the truth is, we got to know God through experience. That experiential knowledge is what you can receive here. And then you can be lit on fire. And what happens when a fire touches something else? It consumes everything and it spreads. So God wants you to come to be set ablaze so that you can go home, not only for yourself and set your city ablaze. You know, I try my best. I've tried to set Salem ablaze everywhere I've gone, and it's nothing on my merits. And look, now I'm on the radio talking to people all over the country, and it's nothing to do with me. At the school of this Holy Spirit, I was set on fire with the power of God. After I left, I began to pray for people, and I had faith, and, you know, God started to do works. But Father Tom said it right. It's not in striving. It's in receiving. You can't strive for God. You need to receive Him. So right now, because God is outside of space and time, you can receive everything. You can receive a healing. So we're going to practice. Just open yourself up right now. Ask God to help you receive. Father Tom's going to give you a blessing. So you don't have to do anything. Ask God, help me to just open up and receive this blessing. And watch what He'll do.
Pray with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I receive your presence.
Your presence.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Let me know the power of God.
Let me know the power of God.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be everything to me.
Be everything to me.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of falling out of the race.
I repent of falling out of the race.
I want to join the race of faith again.
I want to join the race of faith again.
Now.
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 Again, July 25th to the 31st, the Crown Plaza in Woburn, the School of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.